We're talking Padres all season long. This is Padres Social Hour, coming to you from the AMR studio inside the team store.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. It's opening day. You don't have to worry about postponements or snow or weather delays here because it is a beautiful, you can see, San Diego afternoon. We're back inside the AMR studio. Don't forget, folks, to keep up with the conversation with us using hashtag PadresSH and also get in on the chat at padres.com/social hour. Another new face here. This is a jam-packed All-Star Opening Day episode. Nick Hanifa, how are you?
Something. Everything's good. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. And Derek, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tough to follow up a segment where we're talking about a 40-year anniversary of a Cy Young Award-winning season, but we're going to try and do that.
Well, look, this is the guy who can do it.
This is the guy that
he knows where all the bodies are buried in San Diego sports.
The one call that you need to make when you're in that spot. You were there that season.
Yeah.
Pretty good one.
Yeah, 1976, I guess. I was still covering high schools on the paper, but our beat guy, Bill Worthing, got the night off. So they sent me out to do the game, and Randy was going for his 20th, a Cy Young year. And what I remember distinctly was that the first two outs, I think they played Montreal. I'm not sure. I know they won the game like 2-0. But the first two outs of the game were line drive outs to the center fielder. And every other out Randy recorded was by an infielder of some kind, either the catcher or himself or one of the other infielders. Everything was on the ground.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It was, believe me, there has been one true draw in the history of this franchise, and that's Randy, because they were awful, and when he pitched, it was like a World Series. I mean, every fourth day when Randy was throwing here, It was magical.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
He really does get lost in the shuffle when you're talking about the best pitchers of that era. I've watched a video of that sinker, and it fell off. It was like gravity all of a sudden decided, oh, I'm going to start acting now, and it would just disappear. And how he was able to do that consistently without really a lot of velocity was phenomenal. He was the precursor to guys like Jimmy Key and guys who didn't throw that hard but were extremely successful.
And the power teams, like the Big Red Machine, oh my goodness. They just pound the ball on the ground.
That's the frustrating thing when you're dealing as a hitter with that kind of a pitcher. You're doing everything you can, and it's the ball's doing something different, not what you want it to do.
I mean, everything he threw, they thought they could hit, and they couldn't.
And they couldn't.
And he never elevated it. He didn't make mistakes up.
It was amazing. It was really an incredible time because, like I say, the team wasn't any good. But, man, when he pitched, it was, you know, it was like Fernando mania, you know, like –
Your memory, I just looked it up here. It was Montreal, that 20th win. Padres, a 2-0 victory.
Well, it's like the only game I did that. I was covering like San Diego High and Hoover.
Time of game, an hour, 38 minutes. Can you imagine today?
He had one with Jim Cott when it went like an hour 20, maybe an hour 25.
Insane. I mean, Derek, I can't picture it.
I've never seen or been to a game since I've been doing, you know, TV sports for, 18 years. I've never seen one under 2 hours. I never heard of one under 2 hours. It doesn't happen nowadays. And I'm wondering, Nick, you being an observer of the game, where did that go?
I don't know. Everything just kind of slowly evolves. Guys, you know, pitchers stand on the mound for an hour in between pitches. I mean, guys like Randy get out the ball and threw it. You know, everything takes more time now.
You also have your pitching changes. You're moving guys in and out a lot more.
TV,
you're
doing more lock-on.
I mean, every game is televised now, so there's more time during, you know, after innings and stuff. And it's 4 hours is a long time for a baseball game.
Hopefully, new pace of play, guys getting into it will help it out. Nick, we have you on because we're going to have you on every week this year doing a little report card. And that's going to be exciting, talking about breaking down the week, giving out a grade for the Padres. Quickly, so far, obviously, it's opening day, but from what you've seen in spring training, offseason, what's your report card looking like for the Padres as they get ready to take on the Dodgers this afternoon?
Well, the first thing you have to remember is that spring training basically doesn't count. Plus, it's in Arizona, which is like Coors Field before the humidor. I mean,
you can get fooled by things you see in Arizona.
Out pitches go 500 feet. I thought the hitting was good. The pitching was so up and down, it's almost hard to give it a grade. One day they'd be giving up 2 touchdowns, and the next day they wouldn't. It's
incomplete is the grade almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, and it's hard to put a grade on, on the manager. He's dealing with 50 guys, throwing people in, split games, split squads. I mean, it's – but, I like Andy from a personal perspective. He's never managed before, so it's hard to say what kind of manager he is because he hasn't done it.
Right.
No. Can I throw an amendment onto that? I'll go ahead and give an A to his staff because especially hitting coach Zinter. Alan Zinter has gotten nothing but just rave reviews from the guys I've talked to. I talked to Austin Hedges when I was out there, and he said he showed me a couple little triggers, a couple little keys that helped me. And you saw the spring that Hedges had, and he's not supposed to be an offensive-minded catcher. That guy, I think, is going to be a tremendous hire for this team.
Let's hope he can last a season.
Yeah, I think he will.
He's fighting history there.
I mean, Kevin Towers once told me the hardest job in baseball is batting coach at Petco Park.
Yeah, well, we'll see if Zinter is up for
it. They've had like 10.
Yeah, well, I think Zinter's around. We saw him in Peoria. He's got the goods.
He knows
Nick,
his stuff.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. We'll see you every week this year. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a pleasure, I'm sure.
All right, we're back with Tyson Ross after this. But first, don't forget that Major League Baseball All-Star Week is coming to San Diego this July 8th through the 12th. Register now for the chance to purchase tickets at allstargame.com. Registration ends April 20th. Tyson Ross, with his opening day start coming up, talks to us about how he plans on attacking the Dodgers after this on Padres Social Hour.